President Donald Trump is back. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided, 85 days after Election Day in America, and, well, after eight long days with Biden as our president, President Donald Trump is now back in the spotlight. We got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, please consider liking and sharing this video. Also, comment down below, do you miss President Donald Trump? I sure do. By doing all of this, it boosts our video in the big tech algorithms and ensures that more patriots like you will see this video. Okay, let's get into the news. So this is from the Epoch Times, and it reads, Trump team touts good and cordial meeting with Republican Senator McCarthy. President Donald Trump has had his first meeting since leaving office with, well, House Minority Leader McCarthy, and that's a big deal because they are discussing a lot while that's happening behind the scenes. Now, the article reads, former President Donald Trump held a meeting with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday in Florida, said Trump's team in a statement, while including a photo of him and the GOP leader. The pair discussed several topics, but the number one priority was taking back the House for Republicans in the 2022 midterms. Trump team said they did not elaborate on a strategy or what candidates to promote. Quote, Trump's popularity has never been stronger than it is today, said the statement, and his endorsement means more than perhaps any endorsement at any time, end quote. Trump now will work with McCarthy on boosting the GOP in the House races. We had a lot of rumors last week and an official filing for the Patriot Party, and a lot of people thought that President Donald Trump was forming a new political party. In fact, I'm a patriot for that. I would love for that to happen. However, apparently it is not actually happening. President Donald Trump has decided more and more over these last few days that he is no longer interested in forming the Patriot Party, and at this point in time, he is more interested in reforming the GOP, which I think honestly is a bad idea. The GOP is too far gone, is too far corrupt, and at the end of the day, the American people don't want another GOP. We want something new. We want something that we build from the ground up. The GOP, like I said, is too far gone. There is no draining the swamp in the GOP, because at the end of the day, we saw what the GOP senators did to Trump. They turned their back on him. They're no good anymore, and they need to be out. However, this is big, because a lot of people said that President Donald Trump was going to leave office and go live under a rock. Not so fast. He is back in the ring, and well, he is fighting for the best interest of America, and that's a good thing. Now, yes, we did lose the House, and well, we're split a tie in the Senate. However, well, Kamala Harris now has the deciding vote. However, yes, it is split, and that is not a real good thing. We don't hold control in anything anymore. Republicans no longer hold control in any big branch of the government, and that's an unfortunate thing, as well, we see what the socialist Democrats want to do to our country, and well, it's not a good thing for America. Also, it's looking more and more every day like President Donald Trump's going to be acquitted when he has the Senate trial, and that's a good thing, because this means that President Donald Trump is going to be running again in 2024. I hope he does. I'll be voting for him. Either that, or I would love to see Ivanka or Don Jr. run. I think they'd be great candidates. Well, I think they'd have a fighting chance at making America great again. This is a big deal for Trump supporters, because listen, Trump is very popular. He's at his peak in popularity. He hasn't lost any support. Everyone loves him in this country. Well, conservatives, at least, he's a big deal. And well, the GOP is nothing without him. If Trump decides to say F you to the GOP, they're gone. And well, I think that's a great thing. But at the same time, like we spoke about in a previous episode, I don't think it's the smartest thing to do, as well, it's just going to let the Democrats keep on winning and winning and winning. We got a lot more to talk about today, but before we do, this episode is sponsored by our friends over at My Patriot Supply. Are you concerned about what's coming next? I am. The political upheaval in our country worsens by the day. So does the potential for more drastic COVID-19 lockdowns. This is a turbulent time to be alive, and, well, you need to prepare for whatever might happen. Will there be food shortages? Probably. People used to laugh at preppers, but they're not laughing now, are they? The smart advice is to have enough food, water, and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days. So to help you prepare, I recommend My Patriot Supply. They're the leaders in self-reliance, and they have a four-week supply of emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. That's right, 25 years in storage, so you never have to worry again. Why take the risk of going without food or standing in government food lines? Go to PrepareWithAmericaDivided.com and save 20% on your order. That's PrepareWithAmericaDivided.com. One more time, that's PrepareWithAmericaDivided.com. So everyone's favorite congresswoman, Ocasio-Cortez, I don't know how to pronounce her name, reacts to Ted Cruz's tweet on GameStop. "You almost had me murdered," she says. The House representative from New York tweeted Thursday that she disagreed with Robinhood's decision to abruptly stop transactions of GameStop stock following the company's Reddit-inspired rise. Now, to give people some context, there is a Reddit platform out there where essentially what's going on is you have these people, millions of people, and they're being told to buy stocks in these really cheap companies, GameStop, Nokia, and AMC, and other ones in general. But the thing is, they're rising. GameStop stock a week ago was like $9, and it rose all the way up to $400 in a matter of one day. With this said, a lot of Wall Street hedge fund executives are losing billions of dollars, and they're getting a lot of backlash because a lot of these big stock exchange apps have stopped allowing these transactions to happen. And while I believe this is a bipartisan thing, Republicans and Democrats agree that people should be allowed to buy these stocks. Well, AOC on Twitter said this: "This is unacceptable. We now need to know more about Robinhood's app's decision to block retail investors from purchasing stocks while hedge funds are freely able to trade the stocks as they see fit." And well, Ted Cruz had this to say: "Fully agree. This is the first time Republicans have agreed with crazy AOC." The Texas senator's response incited an angrier one from AOC, who said that while she would be happy to work with Republicans on the issues where there's common ground, she would not work with the one who almost had her murdered amid the Capitol riots. As Capitol rioters who allegedly tweeted that he wanted to assassinate AOC is facing 5 federal charges. She said, quote, "In the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign. I don't agree with what the stock apps have done. I agree with AOC for once and Ted Cruz. I think definitely there needs to be a conversation had on, well, why can't people invest into the stocks they wish? And well, listen, AOC, I feel like, was just being overdramatic. I don't think Ted Cruz should have to resign over this. I think Ted Cruz, she's referencing the Capitol riots. I don't think Ted Cruz had any responsibility in that. I don't think any politician holds any responsibility in the Capitol riots. I think what it came down to was a lot of heated conservatives. And well, as we saw, most of them weren't violent. The ones that were violent were Antifa supporters. So, well, I don't know. Only time is gonna tell. But hey, thank you guys all for watching. Thank you for liking, commenting, and sharing. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.